In China, traditionally, homosexuality was never considered such a sin as it has been in the West or in the Middle East. There was a flourishing gay scene in imperial times, but with the arrival of strict Maoist communism in 1949, all traces of it were wiped out. It was considered a sign of social decadence in a society that enforced strict sexual morality. Homosexuality was listed as a psychological disorder, and it was punishable by hard labor or worse. With the loosening of social controls in recent years, though, that has begun to change. NPR's Rob Gifford has this report.
Perhaps the single most striking thing about the reemergence of a gay scene in China is a linguistic one. Maybe it's a deliberate dig at the Communist Party, or perhaps just by linguistic evolution, but the word in modern street parlance to describe a gay man is the Chinese word tongzhi, meaning comrade, and the bars that gay men and women frequent are known as comrades' bars. It's Friday night at one such establishment, down a side road off Beijing's main nightclub district. The On-Off Bar is a well-known gay hangout. Young, hip men stand at the bar in twos and threes. A bank of TV screens showing Western pop videos light up the dim, empty dance floor. A decade ago, there was nothing like this in China. But as the state has begun to withdraw from the micromanagement of people's lives, so now the strict morality of the communist revolution is disappearing. For people like 28-year-old Chu Tian, who's sitting having a drink with his friend, the last few years have been a revolution of a different kind.
When I began to be sexually aware growing up in the countryside, I found I had no interest in girls. The same in high school and university. I felt I must be evil, and it was only me in the whole world who was like this.
Chu came to Beijing in 1998 to work as a journalist and was still completely confused about his identity in a society that rarely talks openly about the sexuality of straight people, never mind gays. Soon, though, he made an important discovery.
When I got to Beijing, I began to use the internet. I learned a lot and discovered there were many people who felt the way I did. So I began to recognize my gay identity. Access to the internet completely changed my life.
Chu credits the internet with changing the lives of tens of millions of urban gay people in China. He says he has no doubt most gays in China's cities were living the same kind of confused, lonely existence that he was. Chu has set up a website of his own and now even hosts an online radio program broadcasting about gay issues over the web. But like most gay people in China, he says he still hasn't come out publicly or to his parents.
Wait.
At the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, Li Yinhe is working in her modest stone-floored office. Li is a short woman, plainly dressed. Her old-fashioned style is a long way from the trends of the city's numerous gay bars. Yet her work could have a major effect on the people who frequent them. Li is China's leading expert on homosexuality and an outspoken advocate of more equal treatment for gay people. 2 years ago, she proposed a motion in China's rubber-stamp parliament, the National People's Congress, that gay marriage be legalized. Li says the motion got nowhere, but it started to create a new awareness of gay issues in China.
Lots of people in the Congress said it's too early to put forward legal changes like this. But I say, why does China always have to take a conservative line on everything? Why can't we take the lead on some things, especially social issues?
Li says part of the problem is a political one because pressure groups are not allowed to mobilize. But she adds she's not overly pessimistic about the future. Li says China's traditional approach to gays from before communism works in their favor.
China doesn't have a history of hatred and aggression against gay people. I think it's mainly because we don't have any national religion that is against homosexuality. People will laugh at homosexuals for sure, but it's not seen as a terrible sin.
Back in 1999, Back at the on-off bar, Chu Tian is preparing to leave. He too is optimistic. The government has for the first time admitted that homosexuality exists. It's also taken it off the official list of psychological disorders. And partly because of AIDS, Chu says people in authority are taking a more pragmatic approach to the existence of a gay community. It's all part of a bigger transformation, he says, whereby the state is no longer telling everyone who they must be.
The living space that society gives gay people is getting bigger and bigger every day. I can be myself now. I'm already being myself, and that's a big difference.
Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.